Hey, normally I would say this is Dr. Travis Stork, but today I'm just going to say this is Grayson's daddy. And I thought I'd do something a little different, short and sweet. Short and sweet podcast, just speaking from the heart of my newfound experiences as a dad and maybe providing a little bit about what I've learned, what I have found to be different. But yeah, short and sweet. And short and sweet mainly because it's kind of the moments I've felt over the last 4 weeks. And it's those sweet little moments that sometimes are short. And maybe that's after you've fed them at night and you see them kind of nodding off to sleep. And that like short and sweet moment before he passes out for the night. But it's been a wonderful journey. And it's also one that maybe I didn't expect to like doing all the things that you do with the newborn. I told my wife before he was born that I'll pick up all the dog poop if you change the diapers. And we had a subtle agreement. And here we are 4 weeks in. And Grayson, my son, he's a gassy kid. Unfortunately, at times he's had some kind of tough times with the gas and GI, but he poops a lot. And we've had some days where it's 15, 20 poops and he seems to be stabilizing there a little bit, but we've got him on probiotic drops, got him some drops for gas, but daddy, Grayson's daddy, has changed more diapers in 4 weeks than I thought I would change in his entire lifetime. And it's just hilarious how if I had a video of the first time I changed a diaper compared to now, and it's almost a game of how quickly I can do it, but short and sweet. I mean, in a weird way, all those little moments, I'm trying to embrace them.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
You know, if there is a blessing of isolating a little more than normal, just because the pandemic is still going on and trying to be protective of him as a newborn with a compromised immune system that hasn't fully developed, we've just been able to spend more time at home. And it's been a cool experience, just those moments with him and the lessons I've learned in sticking to this short and sweet concept on this hopefully short and sweet podcast is living in the moment. And I have to say that I'm thinking back to, been for many, many years now, I've never opened up about this, but there have been a lot of moments where things have felt a little hollow and you're flying back and forth to Los Angeles and you're, I don't want to call it the hamster wheel of life, but you're busy. You're doing all the things you're doing. And when you're not doing something, you're on your phone or iPad or computer or watching something because it's just 24/7, the access to technology. And it was kind of cool last night as I was feeding him before bed. And I just sat there and I've tried to be in the moment, meaning when I'm feeding him or hanging out with him, I try to stay away from technology, my phone. The temptation's always there. Check your emails, check all these other things. But I've taken all those times and just hung out with them. And my wife and I have a pretty cool paradigm now. And we, in general, I feed him his last feeding around 9 p.m. and get him settled in. And then I'm also the early morning guy. And she is graciously taking that middle of the night feeding, which God bless her. The nights I've done it, it is disrupting, as everyone knows. But living in that moment, it's something that I know I don't do as much of anymore. And every time I'm sitting there with him, living in that moment, I'm happy. And it's such a subtle, simple happiness, because if anything, he's an excuse to live in the moment. And I don't think we do enough of that. And think about it in your own life. You know, how many times during a given day you spend living in the moment? We can sit here and say, oh, meditate every day, do some deep breathing. And I say those things, and I talk about active meditation, whether you're going out for a run or a bike ride. And when you're doing those things, you're not necessarily constantly ruminating. You're sometimes just living in that moment and feeling good. And I've doubled down on that over the last 4 weeks, and I pray and hope that those moments, living in those moments, is something that I can continue as a dad, because it's precious. He won't remember this. He's never going to remember this, but I will. And when he sits there and looks at me, I remember every moment of it, because I'm paying attention, and being present with him has created a level of happiness that is profound yet simple and special. And I hope it never ends. And I think if that's what parenthood at this stage represents, I am okay with it. And I did. I had a lot of trepidation. Would I connect with this baby? Would I just be anxious for him to get to the age where he could throw the baseball with me? And honestly, I thought I would just be anxious for him to get older so we could go outside and shoot hoops and do things that a father and son do. But I'm already starting to think about the times where he's not just going to sit there in my lap and be stoked if I offer him some breast milk that his mom graciously pumped. And, the simplicity of that, when he's crying and he's upset for some reason, and you're trying to figure out, is it a wet diaper? Did he poop? Is he hungry? And the various cries, what do they mean? And when you solve that riddle every single time, and you, of course, get into the patterns, we solve that riddle, the happiness, gosh darn it. Like, how great is that feeling when your baby's crying and you know he's hungry, and then you satisfy that need? And you see that look on his face of just pure satisfaction. And as a father, I feel that same satisfaction. So anyway, those are fatherly thoughts here. And just something that I've noticed as of late. And I probably shouldn't talk much more, because I will say unequivocally, his mom and I definitely sleep deprived. As any new parent knows, that happens, but it's a great reason to be sleep deprived. And, I don't know where we go from here. We're getting close to that 1 month in. And I think as a doctor, one of the other things I'm really just excited to get to is get him past that 2 month mark, where again, his immune system will be more robust, and we can get him some of his initial vaccinations to protect against serious bacterial illness, and hopefully continue to protect him from any potential untoward effects of COVID. So that's where we're at. The Stork household is, for the most part, laying low, and that's where technology is awesome, because you can do a lot of things from home nowadays. And the beauty of technology, use it when you need it, but be careful not to overuse it, and be careful not to use it, and in so doing, miss out on those moments. Because what is life? If I'm going deep here, life is this basically this combination or buildup of all these wonderful moments. And I have to believe that when you get to the end of your life, you're going to think back to all of those moments. And at no point in time, if I'm on my deathbed and I'm able to be aware that the end is near, at no point in time am I ever going to think back to that time I checked my freaking email on my phone, or I checked the news feed, or I checked articles out there that are sharing all the vitriol that exists in our world right now, all of the division. I'm never going to think back to that stuff. No, but I am going to think back to when my son was a baby, my firstborn, and I was feeding him during his first month of life, and he would just stare back up at me with a little wry smile. I don't know if he is aware at all that he's smiling, but that kid, he'll throw a smile out there, melts my heart, and I hope it'll continue to happen, because those moments hopefully will be the ones that I remember and that will hopefully define my life more than anything else, because I've been able to luckily accomplish a lot, but it's those simple moments. With that, I will bid you all adieu. And my next podcast will be a more formal podcast, believe it or not, with Khloe Kardashian, who is also a mother and, you know, a little further along. So maybe she can give me some pointers there. But we're doing great. And I want to thank everyone who has sent well wishes via my Instagram. And I read them all, and I'm very appreciative and can't thank everyone enough for the support. And I know everyone's continuing to go through just tough times for so many different reasons. And if being a new parent does one thing, it you know, for a period of time, you do somewhat sort of block out the external world, because when a baby's crying, that's an immediate concern you have to address. And so thoughts and prayers continue to be with everyone out there. And I know that we're all kind of anxious to find out when we can return to normalcy and go on summer trips. My only word of advice there is do not let your guard down right now. I if you've listened to my interviews with Dr. Brad Spellberg, it is good that we haven't seen death rates spike, but still be mindful. I'm very anxious to figure out a time sooner rather than later where I can introduce my dad, who, as everyone knows or maybe knows, has cancer, where I can introduce him to Grace and return to some normalcy. And so that's, you know, these are the things that I know so many families out there are dealing with. But don't completely let down your guard. I think that there is a tendency right now to feel like the pandemic is over, but the truth is we are smack dab in the middle of it. And my instincts are that we're going to have some tough times before things get better. Let's just hope and pray that the mortality rate and serious illness rate does not increase to a point where this becomes something that is unmanageable. So if you're in a hot spot right now, just getting back to moments and focus on those moments as much as you can with your family. When you're out and about, take the measures, wear the mask in public, wash your hands, don't touch your face, be smart, everyone. Look forward to talking to you soon. Be well. I hope you enjoyed listening. Do not forget to subscribe and download and tell your friends. I would love to build this community and continue to be all about authenticity, optimism, and hope. Looking forward to the next podcast. We'll see you soon. The Travis Stork Show podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended as a replacement or substitution for any professional, medical, financial, legal, or other advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This podcast does not constitute the practice of medicine or any other professional service. The use of any information provided during this podcast is at the listener's own risk. For medical or other advice appropriate to your specific situation, please consult a physician or other trained professional.